today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
We got to be the kind of people that when we deal with God, we allow God to give us direction, because he opened doors that no man can shut. And if he opened the door and you step through it, you don't just say, well, every door that opens, I'm going to say, oh, God, thank you, I'm going to step through it. Once you open the first, he opens the first door, and he's doing that today. You need to begin to develop this attitude. I don't care what happens to me, God. If there's 15 doors, which one do you want me to step through?
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, My Name is Victory. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 11 through 14.
Verse 14. Not only am I going to pull you up, you'll know. But he says, I will put my spirit in you. And you shall what? You shall live. This is a total reversal from the condition that you were in when we first had this conversation. I'm going to put my spirit in you and you will live. In other words, there is a life beyond just breathing naturally. There's a life that spirit breathed. Thank you, God. Some of you, if I gave you $100 or $1,000, you'll shout until next month. Because your life is the money. That's your God. If you serve the true and living God, when he sees a need, he'll make sure that he prospers you. If you start sowing seed, you'll never have a dry day. I said if you start sowing seed. I'm not talking about giving people money when you pull up in a car and they're standing on the corner holding out a can. I'm talking about bringing it to your job. When you start sowing into the right fields, you're going to start seeing the field produce a harvest. If I throw my seed on that highway out there, do you think I can say, God, I sowed it on the highway, and because I sowed it on the highway, you're supposed to bless me? You would say you should be smarter than that. That is not soil. What if I sowed it into a rock pile? You would say that's not the right soil. You should have thought about it before you sowed your seed. Some of you are sowing into cans and the people that are riding along the parkway and in the poverty. You feel like you're doing something, but you don't understand God. You got to sow it into a field. You got to sow it into the right field, a field that's fertile. Glory. And when you do, you'll begin to pull a harvest up out of it. And then you give alms after he's blessed you to the poor. But you give your seed to God. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you will know, then you shall know that I am. That I, the Lord, has spoken it and performed it. Please write it down. The Spirit is moving. The Spirit is hovering and saturating. The Spirit is lifting. The Spirit is moving, hovering, saturating and lifting, even raising and elevating. Even now as I speak, it starts with your mind. Glory to God. I'm going to put my spirit on you. You will live. That's the God kind of life. And I will place you in your own land. That means I'm going to move. If God is moving, he's going to move you. Expect some unusual occurrences. Okay? I'm talking about new home occurrences. After this message, I'm talking about you buying a home when you couldn't buy it before. I want you to expect. I know prices are going crazy. Listen, God's going to got something for you. You can afford. God is not worrying about that. There are people who will look at you and come down $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for you. God is going to make it real for you. He's going to make it available for you. He's moving you. Notice what the scripture, I'm prophesying, and I'm going to prophesy until I'm finished. You shall live, and I will place you in your own land. You're going to have your own property. You're going to have your own zone. You're going to have your own garden. It's not going to be somebody else's. You're not paying rent. You're paying your owner. He's going to let you get the deed to it. He's going to move in such a way, it's going to blow your mind. He's going to move beyond what the normal says. He's going to move beyond what people says. God says, I'm going to make you victory in the midst of it all. I'm going to change it in the midst of it all. I'm going to do it right before your eyes in the name of Jesus. I'm prophesying it, and it is so in Jesus' name. You will have your own. You will have your own. Thank you, God. And when you have your own, your prayers will change. You'll say, from this place. Glory to God. From this place. Say that. From this place. This weary place that I've been. This place. From this place that you blessed me with. I can see the world different. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Bishop, I don't have enough money. You sit down. You still talking like that bone. This ain't got nothing to do with you. This is him shifting. I'm doing it. He says, I'm changing things. I'm raising you up. I already know what you're saying in your mind. I'm dried. I'm cut off from my part. There's no way it can happen. Stop talking to yourself and listen to the voice of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit is moving. But he's also hovering. And usually when the Spirit hovers, he's waiting on a connection with the Word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was up without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. The Word has hovered over the face of the water. He was there all the time, hovering, waiting on God to speak the Word to ignite change. Let me tell you something. God is hovering over some dark spots in your life, waiting for you to connect with the word of the Lord, and he'll manifest his goodness. But he's already hovering over the deep, dark spots. Nobody can see it, but you know it's there. He usually goes in without even being detected or even having to say something himself and hover over the darkness, like depression. He's hovering over depression. And a word is going to connect with it, and that darkness of depression has to go. I can keep going with it, but he's hovering. And when God hovers, you need to learn how to sit down and wait on the Lord. You're not going to change your posture. You're not going to let doubt, fear, and unbelief come in. He just wants you to hover and speak in tongues if you don't know what to say. Just speak in tongues. Stop speaking doubt and speak in tongues. It's better for you. And for all of you don't believe in speaking tongues, maybe you haven't gotten to the dark spot yet. Thank you, Jesus. You can get so down, you're speaking more than language, more than one language. You can be in so much pain, you'd say more than Jesus. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I've seen it all in the hospital. Ow! I've seen people who are pride get sharp pain. Jesus, Jesus, woo! I don't believe in God sharp pain. Jesus, my God. You'll call his name one way or the other. Glory to God. I see the Spirit saturating as well. That means he lingers, but he's not in the darkness. You've been so dry, he just can't wait. He can't wait for the word to come. He automatically starts putting moisture in your atmosphere. You're so dry that every time you go through a door, it is like you have to cram your way through. Every time you go through a situation, there's a grind. But God told me to tell you, he's about to saturate the moment. with some spiritual oil. I notice people are laying oil on the altar. They're beginning to do that. And obviously the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. So you need to bring, if you want to, bring some pure olive oil and put it on the altar, because God is saturating it even now. And I'm believing God, as the oil is flowing, glory to God, you're going to begin to see not a grind as you transition. It won't tear your flesh as you transition, but it will be smooth, fluent transitions from one level to the next. Can somebody say amen? But the Spirit is also lifting, number one, out of graves. Out of graves, or small, shallow graves, which are ruts. So some of you say, well, that's not me. I'm not in a cemetery, but you've been in this rut for 15 years. This same rut. Same rut for 15 years. No movement at all. God is lifting you up out of it. What about this rut of settling for mediocrity when God made you a person of excellence? Glory to God. My mama used to tell us, if you wash dishes or the kitchen, clean the kitchen, you can't just leave the dishwater in the sink and leave the stove messed up. You got to clean the whole thing. There's some people, man, all they want to do is wash their cup. Talking about they clean the house. You do. Listen, if your job is to clean the kitchen, you got to look at the top to the bottom. You got to make sure everything is right. You got to make sure the sinks is clean, the dishes are clean, the forks are clean. You wipe down the cabinets, you sweep, and you mop. They got these new things out now. It's like a sponge you do it with. It's not a mop in a mop bucket anymore. They've gotten small. A swivel? Swiver? Slipper? Swiffer? I'm glad I'm a man. Swiffer? I come from the old school mopping bucket. Mopping bucket. Ring the mop out, boy. You don't know how to mop? You don't know how to mop? You want to run women? You want to run? You don't know how to mop? You don't know how to mop. You don't know how to lift the toilet seat, and you want to tell families what to do? Beat kids? You can't mop up after yourself? Come on, we need to be lifted up out of obscurity. Lifted up out of mediocrity. Come on, man, get yourself together. Get your head together. You're old enough to handle that now. It's time to move forward. Spirit is also not only lifting, he's raising. He's raising the bar. He's not going to let you settle or allow you to get an A when you should get a C. When he invests in you now, he's expecting top out of you. If he gives you his best, can't you give back? God, he's raising you. This is how God is becoming a father to you. When I first started preaching, I can study the word. I would get four messages in 30 minutes. Four different messages distinct. I was eating it up, and it lasted for a year and a half. And all of a sudden, that faucet started drying up like someone was turning it off. And I was reaching for what, man? I had to focus. What's going on? Did I do something? What's happening? He said, no. I'm raising you now. I was changing your diaper then. Gave you a bottle after you messed up. Put lotion on you. I was just loving on you. Just nurturing you. Just nurturing you. But now it's time for you to walk on your own. And you got to be able to say, it's time for me to go to the bathroom versus I smell you. I'm raising you now. Take responsibility for your own secretions and say, it's time for me to relieve. I'm raising you now. I'm going to give you some responsibility. I want you to seek me while I may be found. Call upon me while I am near. I want you to seek for me, and I'm going to be elusive to you. You're going to call on me one time, and I'm still going to not say anything. I'm there, but I'm not going to say a word. God, I need you. I ain't going to say a word. God, I need you. I need a message. No, I don't want you to come to me for the message. Come to me because you want to be with me. And as you're with me, I'll give you the message. I need you to be my companion. I need you to walk with me. I'm not giving you no freebies anymore. The freebie is today, but I'm telling you, the Spirit is going to raise you after this. Raise you to another level of maturity and responsibility for your own growth and development. When you're depressed, how do you deal with it? You're not just going to ask God for it, but God, you put enough in me to come out of this. I'm not going to be like Solomon that says, God, give it to me and I'll take it from there. We got to be the kind of people that when we deal with God, we allow God to give us direction, because he opened doors that no man can shut. And if he opened the door and you step through it, you don't just say, well, every door that opens, I'm going to say, oh, God, thank you. I'm going to step through it. Once you open the first, he opens the first door, and he's doing that today. You need to begin to develop this attitude. I don't care what happens to me, God. If there's 15 doors, which one do you want me to step through? Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. You don't ever be like Solomon that said, give me wisdom that I may lead these people. And once he got it, I don't need to pray no more. I don't need to seek God, because I have the wisdom of God. It is the wrong tendency, and it will lead you to creating 6 steps to your throne versus 7. Solomon knew numbers. If you read the text, he knew insects. He knew birds. He knew wildlife. He knew herbs. He knew the names of fishes in the sea. He knew the type of wood. He knew all manner of special stones. He had 1,000 proverbs or more himself. He knew science. He knew mathematics, glory to God. And he knew what the number 7 meant. Even God took 7 days to reconstruct the world. But when he built his temple, his own seat of authority, he put 6 steps there versus 7. Why? Because he said, I want this one for myself. Ooh, Jesus. And if you don't know what time it is, God will raise you up. If he doesn't raise you well, if you just allow him to bless you, this is what's coming. He's going to expect you to use the wisdom for his glory. But never ever depend on the wisdom without talking to him before you step through doors. Let him raise you. Let him raise you. Let him raise you. That's why he put me here. Let him raise you. Let him raise you. You got a great potential, but let him raise you. Let him raise you. Let him put the Spirit in you and give you the heart that before you move, you will always say, God, you want me? I know they gave me a chance to go to this school, but is this the one for me? I know this is an opportunity over here, but do you want me to deal with that? I know this ministry is open, but do you want me to step into that? I joined the church, but what do you want me? My last church, I was an usher, but what do you want me to do today? What do you want me to do right now? How do you want me to function in the house of the Lord? I'm not going to sit on the bench forever trying to find out. I'll get busy, but I want to follow you. I want you to speak to me about where you want me to go. I want to yield myself to you. I'm going to stay in the yield. I'm going to stay right there in the yield. I'm not going to get out of the yield. I'm going to stay right there yielded before you as a potter. Molds clay, glory to God. I want to be in your hands and let you mold me like you want me to be. I don't know what you're making out of me, but put the pressure on me where you need me to be. Put out the straw and the rocks that's in my life. Add some water to me and mold me. Sometimes it hurts when you mold me, but I'm yielded. Sometimes I don't understand as I'm spinning, but I'm yielded. Sometimes I don't know what to do, but I'm yielded. And as long as your hands are on me, it's yay and amen. Can somebody say, I'm about to let you go, but I got to finish this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not only is he raising, he's elevated. He's elevated by the Spirit of God. There are some of you expect God to lift you up in the ministry, to put you in places that you've never functioned in before. But he's used your last season to equip you for the moment. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you have been warming the bench way too long. For this church, you've been warming the seat way too long. And you don't have to be a star, baby, to be on my team. And you don't have to have it perfect to work with us. Nobody's perfect. Let me say it again. Nobody is perfect. Now, you may have thought your last bishop or preacher or apostle was perfect. They weren't perfect either. They were afraid to show you humanity because you may have left them. I'm not afraid of that. I am that I am by the grace of God. And I'm going to present to you what I am. I'm tore up from the floor up. You don't have to say it. I'm like Eminem. You don't have to talk about it. I'm going to rap about myself. I'm going to tell you I'm tore up from the floor up. I don't know what time it is. I'm crazy. You think I'm crazy when I say something, but you should see what's coming to my mind that I don't say. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't even be here. I've got to give him some glory and praise and honor. You can find out that whatever you, I'll tell you. I don't have a clue about what's going on. If it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here to preach to you all. I didn't even know myself. I didn't have no clue about what's going on. So find out and do whatever you need to do. I am that I am by the grace of God. And I'm comfortable with me. I'm comfortable when I'm with people. I'm comfortable when I'm all alone. Because I know I wouldn't even be alive if it wasn't for him. And I've got to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. So since I'm full of humanity, and since I don't know what time it is, and whatever you see in me as it relates to this, it has to be God. Can we work together? Can we get along? Can we do what God is telling us to do so we can finish this course and finish this race? T.D. Jakes said it like this: yes, even our struggles are an opportunity to show off our victories if our minds can handle the change. God wants you to show off victories, but can your mind handle the change? Once you have a victory, you can't go back to victimhood. And some people are comfortable with victimhood because they don't require nothing from you. But once you become a victor or victory, you got to get used to the change. Now people expect for you to stand. This is why when I hear people, oh, I'm an apostle, I'm a bishop, I'm an overseer, and they want to get all of these ceremonies, they don't understand that once you're the bishop and once you're the apostle, you can't go to people and say, I need money. They don't understand that, right? If you're the apostle, you're supposed to be able to call for the money. If you got to secretly find out, can I help y'all help me pay my bills? Can you help me finish? My car's about, can you help me? If you got to do that and you're the apostle, you may not be carrying that name right. I always cry and cringe. But I'm an apostle. God told me I'm going to be. Well, there's some things that's going to dry up now. When I was elevated to this office, I lost people. There were people saying, when is my name coming? Well, they were with me, but they weren't really with me. When am I going to be elevated? That's the first question that came out of their mind. They didn't say, this is your moment. And since you're the bishop, you need to be able to handle certain things. You want to wear a ring? You want a collar and a chain? So since you've been elevated, let's see what's with you. And I'm not giving no more. That's the attitude that took place. Guess what? God brought me through. You know why? Because I didn't promote myself. How are you going to say you're the bishop and the apostle and you baptize yourself? Okay, this is the criteria. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just simply saying you can't beg for money once you become. You got to decree a thing in the sixth step. Thank you. That's the authority that you carry. Ain't no chicken dinners, ain't no fish dinners, and none of that either. You got to call for the corn that it will increase and lay no famine on us. How many of you want the real thing, the authentic thing? If you're a real business owner, you can't borrow business and funds from your neighbor. You got to be able to sustain it yourself. Or you got to shut down your business. Glory to God. God is about to bring the fighter out of you. Thank you, Jesus. The incident that you're going through, he just wants the fighter to rise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. As I close, you can't give up because things aren't right or because someone gave you a prophecy about a bad destiny. You can't give up. You can't give up because you lost something. You can't give up because it's taken you a long time to manifest. And you can't give up because there is a possibility that you will fail. You can't give up because things seem unclear. Say it with me. I can never give up. Thank you, Lord. And if you carry that mentality that I can never give up, your name is Victor.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, My Name is Victory, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2207-1711. That's reference number 2207-1711.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to register for the Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo. It is almost time. Yes, it's almost time for the Christian Education Department's Christmas program. Join us on Christmas Day at 9:30 a.m. for a wonderful time as the children share the various words and songs that celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As 2022 draws to an end, we invite you to join us for our Ignite 2023 Worship Experience on Saturday, December 31st. Doors will open at 8 p.m. and the experience starts at 9 p.m. So come early to get your seat. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m. So make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Lift your worship.
Favor in your sight.
Lord, please, Lord, please.